Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Paul. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paul. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Brett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyndman hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Leon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foster is hit by the pitch. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Leon. Schofield moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Conigliaro strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Scott moves to second. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to home to get Petrocelli. Scott moves to third. Moses moves to second. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Schofield is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Paul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hydman is 0-1 in the game. Hydman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Hydman reaches second base with a double. Paul moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Leon is 0-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Foster is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul scores. Hydman moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fossey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Indians. Tony Horton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Horton is 0-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Horton reaches second base with a double. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hinton is 0-1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bradford is 0-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Conigliaro is 0-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Petrocelli is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford, who is chasing the ball. Petrocelli reaches third base with a triple. Yastrzemski scores. Conigliaro goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Fred Lasher now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Scott is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bradford. Scott reaches second base with a double. Petrocelli scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fiore now playing first base. Carl Yastrzemski now playing left field. Billy Conigliaro now playing center field. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Coons covering, for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Klimchuk strikes out. Two outs. Jack Heidman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heidman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heidman hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dean Chance now pitching. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Koontz is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fiore strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Schofield moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schofield moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fosse is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters pinch hits for Calhouns. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to second. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Wagner now pitching. Ted Uhlander pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Dean Chance. Rich Rollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Ted Uhlander now playing center field. Veda Pinson now playing right field. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. Fiore hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Conigliaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Conigliaro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leon is 0 for 3 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Gary Wagner. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles throws towards short. Heidman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heidman. Moses scores. Schofield moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fiore is 0-for-2 in the game. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Santiago now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Olander reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olander moves to third. Duke Sims pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Larry Brown pinch hits for Duke Sims. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Conigliaro is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field. Foster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foster. Petrocelli moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Petrocelli moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott is walked intentionally. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyndman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hyndman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 4 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Foster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.